This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In my pantry when we moved out of Manaway, and Vanessa's like, is this still good? I'm like, no.
No, that hasn't been good for a while.
Like, we've outlived that cereal. That's a big win. But I do think, like, the Nick Chubb thing is symptomatic for me of the entire conversation. Like, I don't think it's the worst thing to change your expectations for the Browns. I also think it's the worst thing if that means we lower our standards in one very specific way. Mm-hmm. Like, I was hearing Eli Manning. Listen to this polished job that Eli Manning did for former Giants quarterback Daniel Jones, who's going to be a free agent on Yahoo Sports.
I think Daniel has all the tools. He's a great teammate. He works really hard. He does all the right things. It's just, sometimes with quarterbacks, just being in the right circumstances.
All right, stop it there. Because everything else he says doesn't matter. Anytime you start with, what do you think about Daniel Jones? I mean, he's got everything you need. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader. You just told me he's Bubkiss on the field. But, like, you know, how hard in the paint have I gone for if you bring Daniel Jones here, I'm going to lose my mind.
You know what the funny part about that clip actually is the idea that Daniel Jones has a higher career passer rating than Eli Manning. I think Eli Manning is like 66th all time, and Daniel Jones is like 65th or something.
I mean, they're elite. But no, like,
it's kind of sad.
You know how much every time
everyone hates Daniel Jones, like, yes.
But me more so than other people.
Everyone thinks he stinks.
It's more the idea of him coming here has really bummed me out. Now, okay, roll him out there. See what you can do.
So if you're going to lose games and you're going to go down this road, you're right. The quarterback spot doesn't necessarily matter for next year. You can throw anybody out there.
Get Mac Jones. Get Macaroni Bologna.
Well, you love Mac Jones, and I've never quite figured out why you like Mac Jones.
Because I think Mac Jones at his zenith was better than Daniel Jones. Is that...
Well, if we're going to use Daniel Jones as the starting line, we're going to have a lot of quarterbacks we like more than that. But it won't matter is the point.
Well, so I think now I'm going to go full down the McCorkle Jones road here.
Okay.
I kind of think he's been another quarterback that suffered from... Or like Daniel Jones has had some instability around him. He had Brian Daboll, and he had... Who was the schmuck before? Joe Judge. He did have two head coaches. That's not like Baker Mayfield level or Sam Darnold level of dysfunction around him in his career. Mac Jones has had Belichick into every other thing that has happened to him, including going to a dysfunctional Jacksonville situation this year. I kind of do look at that as a little differently. Like, I kind of look at him as a guy who's like, all right, yeah, you sucked in New England there at the end, and he was okay in Jacksonville this year.
It was 4 years with arguably the greatest coach ever. Even though I would hate if I was the one hearing that argument, because my big thing against Belichick is I think he coasted with the idea that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time for far too long, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. Second year of the NFL, Bill Belichick, galaxy brain, put Matt Patricia in charge of the offense. So, like, I can at least sell McCorkle Jones when he had Josh McDaniel, very good offensive coordinator, was a pretty efficient quarterback. Like, I can sell that. Daniel Jones.
Was the year he made the Pro Bowl?
Let me see. Yes, his rookie year. The only good year in the NFL. But that's where I am. Like, oh, if this is a rebuild, throw you-know-what at the wall and see what sticks. And I think we have to be more open to that. Like, if it's a rebuild, give me McCorkle Jones or Danny Dimes over
Listen, I'm out
Cousins.
I'm out on Mac Jones just because I don't want you to call him McCorkle all day long.
Well, what if I make it? We already got macaroni bologna, Mac Robinson. Is there another yeah. mac and cheese thing
well,
that I can
Mac,
go with?
That is your name. Shouldn't we? What is the best use of your name that you constantly hear? And then maybe we can adopt that.
For Mac Jones?
No. Mac Jones?
Who?
Well, his first name is Michael, so.
I'm not going to call him Mike Jones. I'm not going Mike Jones, no.
Who?
Oh, wait, McCorkle isn't his actual like birth name?
It's his middle name.
Yeah, it's his middle name. By the way,
so it's Mike McCorkle Jones?
Yes.
And he ended up going with Mac. Mike's such a normal name. Why did he abandon Mike?
Probably because he was old enough that when the Mike Jones who thing came out, he was old enough.
Well, Mike Jones with the tackle in the Super Bowl also pretty big in NFL history.
Yeah,
probably
I don't think
not,
that was it. No,
you're probably
I think
not taking over that.
The cultural significance of Mike Jones, who Mike Jones, I think that might. And Mac is
a. Yeah, but Mike Jones having a game-winning tackle in a Super Bowl from an NFL perspective.
What
he's never going to be. It was the Rams. It was the Rams 2000.
Yeah. Mac Jones, who was born in 1998.
Yeah, but from an NFL historical standpoint, you're never going to hit higher.
Why does 5-year-old Mike Jones care about that if when he's choosing to be called Mike or McCorkle? Also, what do you have against McCorkle?
McCorkle's an ugly name.
That's you're half Irish. You can't do that. Or you're a quarter Irish. You can't do that. That's McCorkle's an Irish thing.
Max saying no.
McCorkle isn't an Irish thing?
No, it's just not a good name.
That's how I look at it.
Okay, that's anti-Irish, and I won't allow it.
I've never met a McCorkle. I wish I had frame of reference for McCorkle. I got no frame of reference for McCorkle.
I'm like 43% Irish, and I find that very offensive, Mac. Not McCorkle.
Your whatever percentage is just a little bit higher than the Rooney family.
Oh, yeah. I definitely am.
That's whatever percentage Irish you are.
They're like 37%. I'm 43%. So Ireland's Browns countries.
McCorkle Rooney, as I like to call him.
McCorkle Rooney. Sounds like the nerdiest white guy dance ever.
Oh, yeah, because McCorkle Jones sounds anything but that.
He's doing the McCorkle Rooney. Ladies, look out. 216.
Where's Booker T?
474.
It's just not a trustworthy name, McCorkle. I mean a McCorkle, and I that's shifty. Don't love it.
I don't think you should say that as an Irish person.
I don't think I've ever met a McCorkle. I think I'm in safe harbor here.
Maybe
I think
you
I'm,
don't
I'm pretty,
know a McCorkle.
I'm in pretty good. If we have a McCorkle in the listening audience, you call in right now. I think we're pretty comfortable with the McCorkles out there.
I don't think you are. Look at this. I'm just going to
go through the name.
This.
I'm going to do the name database now.
Chantel McCorkle. That was an American fraudster. Okay, not a great start.
Here we go.
McCorkle Jones, it's her quarterback fraudster.
Oh, let's see. Oh, there's, no, good God, none of these are great. There's Paul McCorkle, an American politician. Okay.
Give me more, fat man.
Not going to finish that one off.
By the way, did you know?
McCorkle, she's an American jazz singer. Who doesn't love jazz?
Did you know that McCorkle's origin actually comes from Son of Cook?
So that is...
Sorry, I said that wrong. Son of Crook. Crook.
Okay, well, now I don't know where to go with this. I think you've led us to a bridge to nowhere. Origin. All right, anybody know how to... Scottish and Irish origin.
No, it's definitely is Irish. You got that part right.
Yeah, well, we got something right. You know, Travis, you've been waiting a while, and we're going to go to you. Travis and Oberlin, welcome to the show.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-timer as well.
Well, I appreciate you. Do you know any McCorkles?
No. I know some McNeils, but no McCorkles.
Okay, not yet. We'll get you there.
All right. Thank you. Well, hey, I wanted to get your thoughts on the following scenario. And this involves both plans for Miles and for Nick Chubb. And Nick, this goes back to your point about respecting the player, respecting yourself, respecting the logic. Part of the logic being this is the high water mark we have for Miles' trade value. So the scenario would be to go ahead and trade Miles for as many first round picks as you can get.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Pick up Abdul Carter in the first round this year. Use the Miles picks to get a top-flight QB in next year's draft. Keep Chubb, the heart and soul of the team, but use the second-round draft for this year to get a new running back. It's a stocked draft class of running backs. And then sign a quality veteran QB. I'm not opposed to Kirk Cousins for a one-year bridge. Develop the outside running game next year again, and just hope for the following year.
So I like the choose your own adventure path we took there. If they trade Miles, I'm greedy. I want it all. All right. You got first? That's cute. You got any seconds? That's cute. You got any players that I might want to take, not named McCorkle? That's cute. Like, I want the kind of draft package and total package for Miles that is just,
now.
Talking downtown, just, I mean, otherworldly. So that kind of fits into what you're saying, but, like, I think the number one thing that you said that I agree with, though, Travis, is I'm very comfortable waiting on quarterback till 2026. And trying to build up your team around the quarterback. Now, I do think trading out of two also would make sense if you trade Miles just to get as many picks as you can for next year.
All right. And who would you pick in the first round this year?
All right, so I really like Mason Graham. Also, depending on how far you trade down, James Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee, I think he has the quickest first step in college football out of all the pass rushers this year. Travis, we got to run, buddy. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
There's a lot of steps to that. It's really good.
It was a lot.
But
that's the part of the problem with the conversation, is it goes so many different directions.
Actually, that's what kind of makes it the most fun if they do rebuild. Like, your wheel of possibilities the last 3 or 4 years has been pretty minute, and it has required a lot of ingenuity from Andrew Berry, and I think he has operated somewhat well in that space with deals for like Za'Darius and Amari and stuff like that. But if you do crack this egg open, you can go a lot of different ways with your draft this year, understanding it's not all about this year. That this is supposed to be the bridge to 2026 and bridge to your long-term quarterback option.
Yeah, and we'll see if Andrew Berry would get to make those other selections.
All right, let's go real quick here with David. David, welcome to the show there.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I mean this with peace and love, as Ringo Starr used to say. But I got to tell you, Nick, that I think you're a priss. Because
what?
And I'm just saying, because the position is that I love Garrett. I mean, he's incredible. but at the same time, he's under contract for 2 years. He's a captain for the position, and I mean, he comes out and says that kind of stuff. I mean, that's just a reflection. It's just a poor reflection of his ability to be a captain for the team.
Isn't it a poor reflection of the people they've put in charge of the team as well, namely the head coach and the GM?
No, because look at Denzel Ward. Denzel Ward said, and I understand what he said initially, but then someone talked to him. There's no doubt about that. But he's a captain, and he backed off and said, we're going to do what we're going to do.
Denzel also said that if they traded Miles, he might have to reexamine his own situation.
But after that, according to Phelps this afternoon, and I listen to you guys all the time,
is that
he backed off of that and totally said a different deal and said that, we need to, and he was much more supportive of going forward, as well as Njoku. And I'm just saying that, he signed the contract. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think the Browns should say, if we love, him, and if he wants to leave, then let me tell you, teams, if you want him, then you give us bids and we'll look at it. But he's not leaving because he's under contract. And unless it meets our standard, we're not giving him up.
All right, real quick, I'm not, because you got a good thought train going along here. There's only one reason why I think I might have a problem being called a priss. And that's it. Part of the definition here is excessively proper. How dare you? I am very improper, sir.
Let me tell you, so am I. And that's.
I think he was focused on the affectionately dainty part of the.
I'm telling you that because we've been around a long time. I'm 63, so I'm good with calling you a priss because I'm sure that I am too. So it's not a big deal.
David. Have a good weekend, buddy. Appreciate you.
I love you, man. You take care. Bye.
You too.
I'd call you a lot of things. I don't think Pris is one of them.
Yeah, prim? I don't think I'm prim. What was the affectionately dainty?
Was that? Yeah. Affectionately dainty.
I don't think anybody who's ever watched me walk or
never
run.
Never called you dainty
or
at
all. Just move in general has ever called me. That. He's going to see my hand with a cortado in it.
I think David was pretty.
I look huge.
Yeah. Well, you're doing the Kenny Pickett trick.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
he's giving the mini Diet
Cokes.
Who's
the giant
Make
over
sure
there?
His hands seem big.
It's just a small espresso here. Don't get too excited.
Oh, it's for my birthday.
It's well done. Am I a priss? 216-474-0092. In case we missed it, rounds out the show in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.